Our mind is calmed down. We're all looking up to God. Nigeria is a place where everything is just up and down. Congratulations. We live in a country where the only sometimes respite you have is sleep. And somebody says, sleep care. Even when I'm on the bed, I'm wondering what's going on. So this service, I have very deep concern for you, because you know, you are like this service, you have started the race, but you have not finished it. And you know, you're building your life. And in all these voices and noises, I want you to listen to God. I don't believe in theoretical Christianity. For now, you know that my doctrine is very practical. And so, the time we are living in now, we must learn how to get hold of ourselves, or else we'll misbehave. The atmosphere around us is encouraging encouraging misbehavior, to give up emotionally, to give up mentally, to even give up physically. Some men now just go home and say, "Inti mo ni lowo fi mi sile." Some women just get tired and start, for the first time in our country, we're having suicide cases taking place by normal, average people. So how do we live at this time? I can't just go to church. My wife and I were talking yesterday. I don't want you to come on, just do well in church and your life is crashing. I don't want that. I better want your life doing well than church crashing. If you have to have it that way, I don't mind. Pastor, what are you saying? I'm saying that if I could make preference, which one should come first? You don't church your life. It's your life first, because it's your life that will go to heaven, not church. Am I making some sense? So let's first of all get some awareness. Let's go to Hebrews chapter 12. Let's look at verse 1. Hebrews 12. If you're going to survive in this, if you're going to live a life that will be marked by joy and fulfillment at the end of the day, just look up. Therefore, we also, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of what? Let us do what? Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us. Come along with me. Next verse. Looking unto who? Can you look up? Looking unto who? The author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and I sat down at the right hand of God. There are certain words in that verses. But let's go to NLT, which makes it easier to read from verse 1. NLT. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a huge crowd of witnesses to the life of faith. Please, can you look up, everybody here? Can you look up? See that word? Huge crowd of witnesses. See, before that chapter 12, there was chapter 11, where the writer was talking about different people: Abraham, Abel, Isaac, Jacob, Moses, Jephthah, all kind of people that lived their life in their own generations, and it was not easy for them either. There was never a time in human history when things were easy. In comparison, you can say, looking back, and you are not there that time, you are not there. There's no time in human history where somebody thinks that everything is all right. There's no time in human history. They said, oil boom. Even when oil boom came, they complained. I'm making some sense here. So we have this huge crowd. I mean, you cannot deny that both alive and well, and those who have died, David, all of them, they lived life. They were not spirits. They were not angels. They were human beings like us. They were shamed. They were sold. They were deprived. Ruth lost her husband, lost her husband's brother, lost her father-in-law. From that kind of ashes. Was it Joshua and Caleb delayed for 40 years from reaching the promised land? So, as we look at all this, I want you to know that you are not alone. Please, help me tell your neighbor, you are not alone. Tell him you are not the first in the journey of life. And you won't be the last in the journey of life. Tell him, tell somebody, you're going to give to next generation your good button of life. You know, you run a relay race. Praise God. It may look confusing now, but let's talk about that. Now we get practical. So since we have this huge crowd, let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up, and let us run with what? Endurance, the race God has set before us. You see, each one of us, God has set a race before us. What is a race? A starting point and what? A finishing point. With something at the end that is good. Am I right? Either a cup, 100 meter or 440 meter or 1 mile or the decathlon, whatever it is. So your life is a race. And he said, that race should be run with something. With what? Endurance. What is endurance? He didn't say, let's be run with fast. Get there like that. So when they put endurance in a race, it cannot be 100 meter. Are you hearing me? Because when you put endurance, that means it's some kind of journey that will take further than what you think. So I want to plead with you. Don't just want to reach it quick. Get it quick. Are you hearing me? Sometimes, not even sometimes, slow and steady win the race. Are you hearing me? You see, many of us have a problem. This is our problem. Well, I want to have everything so I can enjoy. You cannot have everything so you can enjoy. You have everything along as you enjoy along. Do you hear what I just said? Okay, I want to build a mansion so I can enjoy. When you finish building the mansion, you find that it requires more to live in that mansion than what you think before. I'm making some sense. When you say, I just wish I can get that. That's my dream car. Then you get your dream car, and then you find out that it requires 150K to change the leakage. What do you call leakage? Pastor, my car doesn't have leakage. What is it? What a dream car. You hearing me? So you see, so even if, whatever it is, that's endurance of looking up and looking forward and keeping it going and don't let things just hold you back, particularly other people's lives. When we run our race, we must learn to run our race well. It doesn't mean we're not going to excel, but we should not be looking here and there. When I was in this stage of your life, I'm not that old already. Okay, so my wife and I will go out to our friends' houses, and some houses will be far below our own house. And we'll comfort them and strengthen them. They are our age mates. And some other houses of our friends, my God, when we finish, they'll comfort us. Are you hearing me? You have to park your car down so that, because you know it won't kick. So I'm free. I can just say, phew. I'm down. Then you go to a friend's house, doesn't have any car. At least, my money come out, I'm free. You get what I'm saying? So you always be. So there must be this endurance. Look at next verse. Certain words were spoken there. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiate and perfect our faith. Because of the joy awaiting him, he endured the cross, disregarding the shame. There are certain stages of life that shame becomes very powerful. When you're 85, you don't think about shame anymore, about what you wear or what you eat or what you drink. It's just life, because you have seen so much of life. But at this stage of our life, we feel shame. I don't have that. I don't have this. I'm not like this. Hallelujah. Even we feel shame about almost everything. You go to school with your children for graduation. Somebody's child collecting 3 or 4 prizes. Your own, it just passed. You feel ashamed. Things like that. Shame is all over the place. Shame of your husband. Shame of your wife. Shame of your house. Shame of your school. Shame of your disappointment. Why are you not there yet? Like one lady was in the church, was telling my wife and I, or telling my wife. You know, she went to church like this, and they have some friends. And one time, after the service, her friends call and said, step up now. All of us have good cars. Look at the car you are driving. Gospel Church, if I mention the pastor's name, all of you know him. All of you know him. He's another person in Nigeria. That church. So, how do you feel after you get back home? You hearing me? So we must learn to run our race, but we must not say, anyway, I don't care about anybody and stay stagnant. Even you yourself won't feel good about yourself. There's something about going on in life, about accomplishing, about moving ahead, but not looking at somebody else's clock to do that. Let's go to chapter 6, Galatians. We're going to read it from Message Bible. Hallelujah. Tell somebody beside you, you have a life to live. You have a race to run. And Jesus is waiting for you at the other side. Praise the Lord. Let's look at verse 3, chapter 3, Galatians. Take a look. Okay, give us verse 4. Maybe we'll make it clearer. Look, can you look up, everybody? Look at this verse. I want you to work with this verse. Maybe you should copy it and use it for your screen once in a while. Make a careful exploration of who you are. Are you listening to somebody here? Make a careful what? Balumi, are you there? That word, you are. Let me capitalize it. An exploration. And the work. The word work. You. Exploration. See, make a careful what? See, that determines your race. Who you are determines your race. Your work determines your race. I can't live like an IT guy who's making dollars from that company abroad. I'm a teacher in a secondary school, for goodness sake. My money just barely above the minimum wage. I should not be regretting. I can't come back and die and become IT guy. Are you hearing me? The things he can buy, I may not be able to buy, but I should not live my life. Make a careful what? Of who you are and the work you have been given. And then, put this one there for me. Sink yourself into that. Stop looking around. Sink yourself into that. I've learned over the years never to just let anybody determine my life. But I got under Jesus looking at him and I started running my race. I want to be my best in my life, not in your life. I told my wife one time, I said, dear, you can be anything you want to be. You want to go anywhere you want to go. Just remember, I'm your husband. You have freedom with me. You're going to go and preach now. Are you hearing me? Somewhere. Don't be impressed with yourself. And don't compare yourself with others. See, if you are full of yourself, next time somebody better than you, you feel down. Years ago, I was passing by a music shop and I hear, Ayinla Kolinti. I'm a Kolinti da, I'm a juju, I'm a Fuji. You know? And I heard him say, Kolinti, you are very great, oh Kolinti. Lenue. You can't sing your greatness. It's a dirty language to be glorifying yourself. It's actually a dirty language. Stop talking like that. That's dirty. Don't be impressed with yourself. Don't be full of yourself. Why? Because when you are full like that, you have abnormal air. When we're suddenly pressed like that, you just you blow up. And don't compare yourself with others. Now, sometimes people get that misunderstood. They think it means, since you are not comparing yourself, so just say you're like yourself. You should not be the same level year in, year out. Like one woman came to a headmaster and said, sir, I have been in this school for 17 years. And I have 17 years experience. I should be promoted. The headmaster said, no, you have only 1 year experience. Repeated 17 times. See what I just said? You don't have 17 years experience. You have only 1 year experience. Repeated what? 17 times. Doing the same thing and experience and expecting a different result is called madness. To be doing the same thing and expect different result is what? Madness. So where you are right now, make a careful, you explore. Mungo Park came to Africa and explored River Niger. They followed the river. They come down, came here, they came to Africa. They came to West Africa. They went through mosquito. Your life is bigger than Nile, than Niger River, than whatever river. Many of us don't stop. You see, just as you sit down there, you are a trillionaire. What did I say? Trillionaire, not billionaire. In your body, there are over 3 trillion cells. You think you have not gone anywhere? Your blood circulation, your blood in your body travels 40,000 kilometers every day. What? Your brain, they did an experiment I read recently. They wanted to get monkeys to type Shakespeare on keyboard. After they plotted, did the statistics, it will take a monkey, about 10 times our universe lifespan. Not your lifespan, universe lifespan, which is billions of years, before one monkey will type. I just couldn't comprehend. That means between us and monkey, such a vast... Tell somebody beside you, you're not an animal. Don't believe evolution. Not an animal. Next time you are in the class, someone says, we are evolution, we are from. Just ask the lecturer, are you an animal? He will send you out of the class. Praise the Lord. Now, thank you, Pastor, for talking. Can we come practical now? Let's get practical. Thank you for all that exploration. But Pastor, because we need life every day, money, resources, those things determine our life too. GDP. So let's come down to where you are. Chapter 4, 2 Kings. Verse 1 and verse 8. We read verse 1 and verse 8. Later we read in between. Give us 2 Kings chapter 4, verse 1. And certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophet cried out to Elisha, saying, your servant, my husband, what happened to her? To him, is dead. And know that your servant feared the Lord. And the creditor is coming to take my two sons to be his slave. That's one woman. Verse 8. In the same country. Now it happened one day that Elisha went to Shunem, where there was a notable woman, and she persuaded him to eat some food. So it was as often as he passed by, he would turn there to eat some food. Give us an NLT. See, the first woman, we're going to look at verse 8 now. Okay, now. One day, Elisha went to the town of Shunem. And what? Can you hear me? A wealthy woman lived there. And she urged him to come to her home for a meal. After that, whenever he passed through, he even put a penthouse for the guy, for the pastor. That'd be nice. Get me a penthouse around your house. I'll come and stay there. Nice penthouse. But look at verse 1 in the same version. Verse 1. One day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came to Elijah's cried out, my husband who served you is dead. And you know how he feared the Lord. But now, come creditor, threatening to take my two sons as slaves. See, the same pastor, the same prophet, this woman here, wealthy. This woman here, lacking. She pointed that going to sell her children for slavery. A good pastor does not discriminate. Praise God, somebody. And you know what? Whatever you are, wherever you are, I love you with the love of God. And I'm going to walk you through all those times in Jesus' name. Are we blessed today? Let's start putting this to finishing touches now. So there is a woman here who is struggling. There's a woman here who is wealthy, offering extra. She had a problem too. Everybody have their own problem. This one, there are two sons for slavery. This one, no son. Are we listening? So tell them, I know you have your own and I have my own, but His grace is sufficient for both of us. Can you clap your hands for Jesus? Woo! Glory. If you look at preaching team, we're all different. And you know why I love it? All of us have our own different way of living. One of my best jobs is to coordinate that. Just working together, doing that. I know what Prof can do. Professor Day, I know what Professor Kende can do. I know what my wife will do. And I have that. And when we want to vote, sometimes they can vote against me because it's 3-1. But I also have power of veto as a senior pastor, which I don't use quite often. But when it comes to things that have to do with them, I use veto. When it comes to things that have to do with me, they use against me 3-1. As we arrange it. We've just been together. Clap for preaching team. We've just been like that together for years. We've had our struggles, our stuff, but we just keep going because hey, we have a race to run. Praise God, somebody. And you know, I give latitude. I don't have that choking. We're just going to live. I'm going to live large. Praise God, somebody. Tell somebody beside you, live large to accommodate others, their failures, and their expectations. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? Now, stop diminishing others. What do I mean by that? If not my wife, I will have made progress more than this. If not my husband, I will have made progress. If not my boss, I will have made progress. If not my employee, if not my state, if it's not my country, if it's not Tinubu, Tinubu. You know, you always do that. But you know, God will never, never, never fight you for your limitations, but he will encourage you to break beyond it. Am I making some sense? If you have been this church, Sister Muji is over here. Been this church, it's been from here, from the first year we started, Sister Muji. Have you ever seen me complaining about church, people's life? Hey, I'm tired of this place, I'm going somewhere. Whatever I'm giving, whatever I have, I work with it. Praise the Lord, somebody. Now, let's look at how to solve our problems. Because we need to make progress, am I right? It's a race. And when you're running a race, you need to make progress, or else you will not find good yourself. You will not find fulfillment. Let's go back to that place. Let's go to verse 1 again. So, how do you make progress? Please, can I beg you? Can I beg you? Can I beg you on my knee? Don't run a race backward. What do I say? See, sometimes when you start a race over here, if you get too backward, you find yourself you're not covering much. Particularly in this life, let me give an example. Look at this woman here. Her husband took her back. Can I say something very interesting? Borrowing doesn't take you forward as much. Borrowing is good. We see how to borrow well now. But many of us borrow wrongly. See, this man is a pastor, prophet, whatever they call it at that time. And he feared God. But he never let his fear of God affect his material life. And material life is what we live first. Because if I don't have material life, I cannot live spiritual life. Am I making some sense? Pastor, are you sure? Look at 1 Corinthians 15, verse 46. Give us an NKJV. Write it down somewhere. Don't forget this. I hope I'm correct. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 46. We're coming back here. However, the spiritual is not first, but what? But the natural. And afterward, so the natural life should be taken care of. That's what I'm talking about, first of all, this area of your material life. So let's take a step here now. So please don't live a life where instead of you making progress, you take others' progress to make progress with. I was in Lagos on Friday, came back yesterday from Lagos. And when you are entering, you get to Maryland. You see this building tall, almost about 15 or 20 story tall. Guess who owns it? Lakpo. Where did they get money from? I mean, you should see the building. I wish I'd taken the picture. I'll show you very well. I don't know if I've seen the building at Maryland. Okay, many of you have known. Okay, I'll take you to the bus next week. You go and see it. Tourist attraction. I mean, fantastic looking big. Can you check it on? Help me. Okay, pardon me. Go into Google, can take anything. Google, Lakpo, Maryland, Ikeja. Give it to us. Tall build, big thing, looking glassy. Mulotiwa, sweat and wear extra. So sometimes we think borrowing is helping us. Many of us don't know how to use borrowing. Borrowing is like petrol. It's dangerous. You can borrow well. You see how to borrow next few minutes. So he said, let's go back to chapter 4, 2 Kings. I know that life can be difficult. Life can be difficult and you don't have enough to eat sometimes, your children's school fees and co. But don't resort to borrowing quickly. Do you know what you need to do? Instead of borrowing and taking you back, do something. When you are running your race, retreat. What I say you should do? Have you ever seen people that are doing long jump or high jump? Particularly high jump, they go back a little bit. Am I right? Even when you are playing football, you pull ball down. What do you do? The one who shoot penalty. What do you do? you go back well, because where you are, if you just shoot the ball, you won't have much into it. So what do? You go back a little and then put force into it. Are you hearing me? Your ball is good. Don't go and borrow another one. Go back a little. See, one of the things you have to learn where you are now is that don't be in a hurry. Being in a hurry will get you to borrow money too much. Pastor, I have to borrow now. I have to borrow because, you know, that boy's school fees, my wife is on my neck. I must pay the money. That, before that boy's school fees come, you should have retreated. See, if I know I'm paying school fees next month or I'm paying school next year, my children's school fees, knowing that I cannot stand there and kick the ball and it will go very far. So what I do, if it's next year, June, my better in June this year, Matima Baradi, 1,000, 2,000, 4,000, 5,000, Marike, oh, Sawama, Kotedan, Pastor,
I cannot do that. I don't.
No, it's not this one. Papa, it's not this one. Headquarter, Lagos headquarter. This one is Boju. Lagos headquarter at Maryland. Where did I stop now? Before I saw this one. Retreat, go back. You go back. You take that. You look at it. You don't look at life instantly. You don't look at life at that point. Any farmer that wants to eat corn next harvest can't get to the harvest time to eat the corn. He must retreat to clear the ground, prepare the ground, and do something about it. You see, can I help you? The whole system of capitalist economy does not want you to be ready for anything and retreat. They want it now. You know, abroad, you can buy chairs, settee furniture that you don't pay for until 3 years' time. You start paying 3 years' time. Man, this is madness. How can you buy furniture? You don't pay now. 3 years, when it is old, you need a new one. But they know we won't think, because any person who retreat will think. For instance, look at what you use for credit for your phone. Have you ever put it together before? Have you ever put it together before? Am I making some sense? So, this pastor, fear God, but he was borrowing. And they are coming for the two sons to be slaves now. Usually, crisis don't start immediately. Write it down. Crisis builds up. Are you hearing me? When you hear somebody emergency in the hospital, that's why doctors are very funny. Have you seen before? You come to somebody, oh, daku, you get to the hospital, doctor just looking at you like this. Doctor say, what if I push it? You know? They say, doctor, you're serious. If he's panicking like you, he can't get the person well. Why? Doctors know that if anything happened now, something had happened before. They studied for 6 years. So it doesn't just happen to bad daku ba. It can even be helpful for you because sometimes to bad daku, maybe the blood has stopped flowing from into your head. So you have to fall down to have the blood back on your head. That's a good daku, are you hearing me? But you don't know. Am I making some sense? Pastor, me daku, either way. Thank you. Oh, kiss it. This is Lakpo. See that building? Tall, see. Sorry, baby. Boy, they got this from interest of people. My sister borrowed from them, was telling my wife. He said, man, he said, I'm gonna borrow, man. He said, they make me to pay some money every month. I must keep account with them. See, this thing is designed for you not to pay back. So there's some people that want to lend you money to pay back, but some people don't want you to pay back. Why? Because if you don't pay back, they keep on collecting interest. I pray that you'll be a good lender, not a borrower. Borrow is not bad. It depends on where you are coming from. If you are the one lending, it's better than when you are borrowing. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Pastor, I have to borrow. I know, but can I ask you a question? Reduce the loan apps on your phone from at least 5 to 1 or 2. Pastor, let's imagine you because Pastor, stop talking like that. Let's talk about spiritual. I can't talk to you because you are thinking about your debt. That's why I can't talk to you. You're not listening. So let's clear that one first. Are you listening? Is that all right? So what do we do now? Now, please, go back to chapter 4, 2 Kings. Let's go back there. Our time is up. One day, the widow of a member of the group of prophets came. But now, credit has come, threatened to take my soul. Pastor, what do I do in this season? How do I cope? Look at next verse. What can I do to help you? One scream, Elijah. Tell me, what do you have in the house? Nothing at all, except a flask. See, there's something about people that downgrade and diminish their own lives. I don't have anything. I don't get anything. This thing I'm just doing, I'm just a journalist. I'm just a teacher. And you're always looking at bigger people except yourself. Clap your hands for your life. Celebrate your life right now. God, thank you for where I am. They're talking about IT, but you're a teacher of Yoruba. Celebrate that. Celebrate that. Are you hearing me? Say, nothing at all. I don't have anything. As a brother, we were discussing recently, he had some debt, and we started talking. What can we do? And you know what? God began to help us right down there. I said, you know what? You have something you don't know. You have credibility. Not just credit facility. If you've been buying something somewhere regularly and you pay your money there, you have credibility. You can say, can I get some more for the next 1 month so I can pay back by the end of the month? Than just borrowing to go and buy that and be paying interest at the same time. You don't get it. Come to business breakfast. What can I do to help you? See, you must know, everybody here, know this. Know this. You have something with you to tackle this hour. Can you clap your hands for Jesus, somebody? You have something. Say that to yourself. I have something. I have something. I don't have nothing. I have something. I have something to tackle this hour. Louder. I have something. Years ago, when things were very rough, I'm just starting out with my children. I have one or two kids. I have just maybe one kid. Life was difficult. Nigeria was difficult. I was a pastor. I was not a pastor. I was a traveling Bible teacher that's not sure of any income. And I pray. God said, you have something you can do. I said, what? I said, cracking my head. I'll travel church to church. And whatever they give me, that's what I have to live on. Then one day dawned on me, you have a writing skill. I said,
but if I have a writing skill, who will publish it for me? Who will print it for me?
And something told me, go and learn how to print. I said, where? He said, you have a friend who is printing and writing at the same time. You have something. I know what you are thinking. Daddy, pastor, something echo to. Jika expanded. Is that all right? He said, you have. What do you have? Nothing except, look at next verse quickly. So I want to see that. Look at next verse quickly. Give us next verse. What did he say? Borrow as many empty jars as. What was our problem? Borrowing. Borrow as many jars as you can from who? Lakpo. From friends and neighbors. Next verse. Do what next? Then go into your house with your sons and shut the door behind you. Pour olive oil from your flask into the jars, setting each one aside. Where did he get the verses from? From his friends and who? Start something from where you are. Some of you, you got business you want to do. You are thinking of, you want to sell international. Start from national, local. That's a new word now. You never heard about it. That's a word called local. That's a word called global. That's glocal. Heard that before? G-local. Check your dictionary. It's there. It's a new word in town. Have you ever noticed that Coke will advertise on the TV? And you will never see Coke right. If you want a bottle of Coke, go to this address. Am I right? They will do what? Advertise Coke, smile, Coke, and they stop there. You know why? Because they have invaded every local area. Coke doesn't think global, it thinks local. Mama Tosin, Coke, their picture, they put. Have you seen those signboard? Coke goes to all those local areas. You are thinking of, you're going to go on Facebook. You're going to go on Instagram to sell your wig. Huh? There are friends around you. There are neighbors around you. I'm working, you know, say, I need a wig. Come, come. God put you here today. Jesus is Lord. You know this young man? He went to NYC. Where? Calabar. And you stayed with a friend that was doing some barbing and stuff like that. Where's the microphone? Get the microphone for me. God put you here today in church to preach along with me. This is my friend's son. When first start Sophie? Mr. Sophie, this is his son. Yes. All right. So when you got down there and you stayed with him, what happened? What did you notice about him?
He was my bunkmate.
He was your
bunkmate.
Bunkmate, okay.
So he was a core member. He babs.
Uh-huh.
And because he was selling a gadget in Lagos, so he discovered that the company was selling gadgets with also has a subsidiary at Calabar.
Okay.
So he called them that, hi, I am now in Calabar. Can I be reinstated in Calabar?
Okay.
And he gave him the permission. So automatically he had three streams of income. And still, he was still bab.
So
I was just a core member. I was sleeping at the top bunk. And the guy beneath me was was earning from three streams. And I was like, am I a mechanic? what am I doing in my life?
So you start asking yourself,
what can I do? Then I discovered that there was a core member, an outgoing core member, that was selling bread. So it was
selling bread
that they passed. It was passed, and it was an established business already.
Okay.
So I walked up to him, sir, please, I'm here. Please help me out. I need to find something doing. And initially, my mom already told me that the reason she wanted me to even go that far was because she just wanted me to just have this experience.
Okay.
Whatever it is they are doing there, do it with them.
Yeah.
That was just the instruction.
Interesting.
Whatever it is they are doing there.
You began to sell bread.
So I started selling bread.
As a copper. And you take the bread where?
Sir?
You take the bread. Where do you sell them?
Still within the same lodge. But the surprising thing was that when it comes to retail, to the bakery, if they had to draw the chart, they knew me already. I was not buying with baskets. I was buying with sack. Two sacks.
No office.
No office. But they even asked me then, guy, where your shop be? So I was like,
and you start selling.
I was selling bread.
And selling bread. And money started coming
in. Money started coming in. Because sincerely, right now, I don't even know how some core members are even taking care of themselves currently.
They can't take care of themselves because it's not enough.
Even back then, I think I was serving and then dollar shot up to, was it 750 then?
And then you are really surprised. Now it's 1,700 thereabouts.
So it's outrageous.
Copper, Sembo, sell bread. Thank you very much. I told you God put him there today. Come on, help me put this thing off. Our time is up. Hold over shoes. Do whatever you can. Put it together. And just do whatever you can. Now somebody say, Pastor, you have to do whatever. God will only come when you start doing something. Am I making some sense? Pastor, it's not becoming big enough. Take your time. That's why you are married. Your wife is a civil servant. Or she do something too. And you know, women have this post. It's never finishing with money. Am I right? They always find money somewhere there. Now, that's for us who are thinking of how do I measure up. If you're going to measure up, start looking at what you can do. What can you do with whatever you are doing if it's not enough? He said, go home, pour the jar. Pour. You know, if you see preaching team, we have done all kinds of things. One time, prof was doing adire, something like this. Are you hearing me? So start whatever you are. Just start, Pastor, you don't understand. Stop telling me I don't understand. I'm older than you. Sorry. I've been here in this country from my teenage year, that about, I never had rest in this country. The year has been like this in Sagari time, 1981, 1982, 83. It's never been easy here. Are you hearing me? Welcome to life. Praise God. And you're going to flourish. You're going to do well. Can I surprise you? The Bible compares flourishing person to a palm tree. Palm tree grows anywhere. And if you notice palm tree, they are so economical. Everything in the palm tree is useful. Everything. The tree, the leaves, the nut. What else? They use the truck for bridge about in my area. Everything. And you know, palm tree is highly economical. Kuni branch to po, okay. Size school here. Have you heard before? Never had. That's a language for Yasiku. You're not too, you don't like today. I had somebody was drinking a wine of 1.3 million. Which mouth are you going to put that wine? Which mouth? That's what's wrecking our country. If you are here, you are drinking a wine of 100,000. Come out now for repentance. You need to cast the devil out of you. You are sick. 100,000. Pastor Molo and Yellow and Mua, I'll offend Jesus. Give the poor. Buy bagras for somebody. Any one of him, 100,000. Pastor, my own is 240. That demon is principality. Now, somebody said, Pastor, that's not my problem. I'm okay. I'm living well. I have money this time. I collect in dollars. Verse 8. Second Kings. One day, Elisha went to the town of Shunem. A wealthy woman lived there, and she urged him to come to her home for a meal. After that, whenever he passed that way, he would stop there for him to eat. Next verse. And she said to her husband, I'm sure this man who stops him from time to time is a holy man of God. Next verse. Let's build a small room for him on the roof and furnish it with a bed, table, chair, lamp. Then we'll never have a place to stay. We'll have a place to stay wherever he comes. Can I say this to you? If you are doing well now, can you take care of God's people? Can you come to church with a mindset of, let's bless people. Let's encourage God's people. This woman was given to a pastor, to a prophet. I don't think that's what began it. She has been a giver all along. She's been a giver all along. She's been given to people. The Bible says that if you love, you claim you love God, and you don't love people, you don't love God. For her to love a man of God, she must have loved people of God first. So if you are doing well over here now, please don't eat it all for yourself. Are you hearing me, somebody here? Because your days will come that you have a need, and that your giving will usher you into a place of blessing. This woman didn't have a son. God gave her a son. Second time, listen. When you begin to give like that and start spreading and blessing people, the Bible said the next family was coming again. And the man of God that he had blessed, that man of God told the woman, move out of this area now and escape because the famine is coming again. When you begin to share what you have, when you have need in the future, God will deliver you and he will open your eyes. And notice something. People who eat everything and enjoy everything when things are good, they will share their sorrow alone too when time comes. Are you hearing me? So I want to beg people over here that you are doing well, you are making some ends meet. Please do that. And can I close like this? Even if you are here, you are an average person. You don't have so much. Try to help somebody else. Because things are tough now. Particularly single parents, widows, fatherless children, struggling, things like that. Just be a blessing. Just look around you. Open your eyes. God bless you as you do so. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? So, let's run our race. Natural first, material. Let's make what we can do and go on with God. And the rest will follow as we go on. You are still here with me? We'll talk about our things in Jesus' name. Can you close your eyes and say, Father, I'm committed to my race. The race by faith. Walking with Jesus through life. Your purpose shall be fulfilled in my life. Your plan will not be thwarted concerning my life. I will live my life like Abraham did. I will live my life like Isaac did, to the glory of God. My troubles, my trials will not be the main emphasis in my life. Your grace will see me through. Your grace will bless me. Your grace will strengthen me. Lift your hand and say, I receive grace, sufficient grace to get up, to rise up, and to shine in this dark time. I will not be contained. I will not be limited. whatever my income limits, whatever my struggle, I determine to survive and succeed and even go beyond that. Thank you for helping me. Thank you for opening my eyes to see my bottle, my jar of oil. Help me to see how to use what I have. Just a minute. Can you open your eyes? I want us to pray this prayer, next one, with on our knees. Just hold on before you put, get on your knees. You know, she could borrow vessels, right? Right? She could get the bottle, right? She could pour, right? But it took God to multiply the oil. That's what I look forward to. Oh, in my life. So I want you to lean down and say, Father, that multiple effect that comes from your grace. Lord, you are the only one who can multiply me this season. Multiply what I have. This business. Goats, pigs, fish, IT, whatever. Lord, I can only pour. But if you don't give it, I can't pour. If I borrow vessels, it won't work if you don't multiply the oil. So, Father, I'm asking for that flowing grace. I'm asking for that multiplying effect. Because you are my God. You are the God of that woman. You are also my God. Same God. I'm asking that as I step out, multiply my oil. Let that be a flowing. I can't do this by myself. Thank you for the flowing. Thank you for the help. Help me not to focus just on the vessels borrowed and on the jar of oil. Let me see you. Looking unto Jesus, I look to you. We just sang. We look to Yahweh. Yahweh. Forever Yahweh, we look to you. Say, I look to you in this season. At the wedding of Cana of Galilee, wine finished. They look into the pot, it's gone. They look around them, they couldn't get wine. But they looked up to Jesus and wine began to flow out of water. Say, Lord, you are the one who can make possible the impossible. I trust you today to see me through. I will have testimony of your miraculous supply in this season. As I face my future, as I run my race, I receive your power. I receive your multiplying effect. Thank you for doing so. I tell him, I receive it, Father. I will plan on it and I will run with it. Thank you, Father. I give you the glory and the praise in Jesus' name. I tell yourself, I have received the multiplying effect. I'm not waiting for anything anymore. God is with me now. Can we clap our hands for Jesus? Please sit up. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go home. Let's give our offering and get out of here. Praise God. Hallelujah. It is a great thing. Serve Jesus. It's a great thing. To serve Jesus. It's a great. Walking in the light.
Walking in the light of God.
In what we have learned. It is a great
thing to serve the Lord.
Just a minute. As you give your offering, talk to God yourself. Just say, Lord, I'm acting on your word. I thank you that I'm not wasting my money. And I give you the glory. And I give you the honor. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. I have somebody saying, Pastor, all I have, can I use my car as Uber? I just felt like those questions to tell you, go ahead. But for a while, I'll change your story. You know, you've got to the point where you say, Pastor, I'm not shameful. No, just do that. And God will change things. You know, I just had someone saying that. You can. You should, if you want to. But it won't last long because God will change the story. But you can start with that. All right. It's a great thing. It's a great thing.
Walking.
Let's give our offering.
It is a great thing to serve the Lord.
Do we have the papers now? The papers for
to serve.
writing our, they have written it already. If you have not written your name for the platform, put the book there, just lift up your hands. Okay, so.
Walking in the light. Walking in the light.
It's a great thing.
It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. Walking in the light of the Lord. It is a great thing to serve the Lord. It is
a great thing. Walking in the light. I'm walking in the light. I'm walking in the light. I walk, walking in the light. I walk, walking in the light.
I walk, walking in the light.
Walking in the light. Thank you. I just sense that, sisters here, ladies, please pray for your husband. Your husband is not like you. You see, women can easily see things to do and get it done. But men are not like that. You see people travel abroad, they get abroad. The wife can just like that. But men don't find it easy. Because they've been programmed to be an accountant. It's not quite easy to turn and be highway manager. So, I'm trying to stammer because I want to say it well. I'm planning that we should pray for our men, our sisters, that God, please help my husband to follow you. It's not the easiest thing in the world to see. You can see a man, no matter how, you just say, that's what I have, and walk off. You might want rumor. Are you hearing me? And men, can I plead with you too? Don't be too limited. You can teach lessons. Why not? I don't have time. You do have time. Cut down the time on UFR. Are you hearing me? Think about your children, think about your family, and see whatever you can do. Is that all right? Praise God. I said this before. If I have to push Omalanke, you see that my children and my wife are taken care of, I don't mind at all. Pastor, how can I do that? I just put a face mask on. You won't know who's under the face mask. Right? Even now, the guys that do all these things, they wear face masks now. So you won't know them. Praise the Lord. Say, praise the Lord. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. Let's get up on our feet. Can I give you a prayer in Psalm 118? And I pray it in an easier way. Psalm 118. David, just speak this. Verse 25. Save now. Please, Lord, that's what I say. That good, it's good. Please, Lord, please save us. How many of you are saved here? That one is answered. Now, please, Lord, please do what? Oh, hallelujah. NKJV says, give us NKJV. Save, Lord, quickly. I pray now, save now. Oh, Lord, I pray, send when? Now, flourishing, thriving, prosperity, success. I say, Lord, send now. Not money, not just properties, but send now, thriving. Send now, flourishing. that what I'm doing will begin to take shape and move on and bring in more. But send now, please send success. Send prosperity to tackle this time, this present predicament. Can you lift your hands and thank him for it? Thank him for prosperity. Thank him for success. Where you are right now, if you have been doing well, that you do better. If you have been doing not too well, you start doing well. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Before we share the grace, anybody you are visiting for the first time, you are here in our midst, we have some small credit for you and some booklet gift for you. Anybody your first time here, can I see your hands? You're welcome, my brother. You're welcome. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Just pick up your bag and your Bible and go toward that door, sir. Thank you. Just go toward that door. Let's clap our hands for Jesus for them one more time. Thank you. All right. Can I plead with you as a church? You know what? I traveled, came back. People are suffering. And sometimes they don't have answers. Let's invite them to church this time. In fact, I wish I had buses. I can just put out people to come to church for and go. Let them come and hear words like this. They need to hear. How many of you know that this has helped you today? This has helped you today. Let's get our friends to church. Critical time right now. So we can strengthen them. You can put them in your car. Give them transport money. We even offer transport money. Stamuji, right? You do. So tell them beside you. This is our Lord Jesus Christ. The love of God. And what next? Surely. Tell that person as you go, God is with you. No matter what is happening. Don't forget that throughout the week. You know, we say happy new month, happy Sunday, happy week. Thank you. Have a lovely week. Don't serve